While the world forgets Indonesia's quake, Christians haven't. A ministry launches another solidarity campaign for the North Korean church, and missionaries are making headway in Mali. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 6,000 people died and 600,000 are still homeless, sleeping outside. Their homes were destroyed by the earthquake in Java, Indonesia last month. While the world's largely forgotten about it, World Hope International hasn't. World Hope's Keith Norris says with offices so close to the epicenter, they were able to provide emergency relief. But their focus has changed.
We're trying to help people rebuild homes. That's the biggest need that people face. We used up a lot of funding with the relief supplies, so we don't have a whole lot left, and so we really could use some more funding for this work.
Norris says this is a great opportunity for you to be a doer of the word. $5,000 provides more than just a home for a family.
We're a Christian organization, and we work closely with churches there, and hope that helping these people out in a time of need will plant seeds in their hearts and make them more responsive to the gospel and the ministry of the church.
Meanwhile, the Chinese government is still encouraging local authorities in all areas to arrest North Korean refugees, many of whom are believers. Open Doors is taking care of refugees traveling between North Korea and China, continually training them for ministry. They're also rescuing Christians from North Korea who are facing hardship. This week, Open Doors USA is heading a fax and pray campaign to save North Korean refugees to coincide with the International Week of Prayer for North Korea. You're listening to Mission Network News. Neglected and poverty-stricken youngsters find a home and a future at Ramabai Mukti Mission. Serving in India's Maharashtra state, Mukti Mission's David Scott explains the crux of their work.
Jesus modeled caring for the poor, and so we, of course, as his followers, want to do that as well. Particularly in parts of the areas of the world where there are so many unreached peoples. And you can reach unreached peoples in India often through children, because these are the ones that are often neglected and hurt.
Scott points out that their staff works to provide a well-rounded education for their children. More than that, though, is the challenge of reclaiming a lost childhood. It's a battle on the spiritual front, and he urges
prayer for our indigenous staff and just prayer for the spiritual battles in general, as we want to remember the world and those that have not heard the claims of Christ. Obviously, we have battles here as well, but they're much more intense, usually, in developing countries of the world, such as India.
Next, veteran staff from the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee are laying the foundation for ministry in Mali. It's the only country where CRWRC works where there is no Christian church or partner, and the population is primarily Muslim. The Crickmores are ministering to the Fulbe peoples and is just beginning to see people respond to the gospel. They're now working on the first translation of the New Testament, a literacy program, and a box library system. And finally, Papua is one of the largest provinces in Indonesia. Many people groups live in remote places unreached by the gospel. National believers have a deep desire to reach their own people, and Mission Aviation Fellowship is helping them accomplish that, says MAF's Roy Kidjo.
The local church has been growing fast, and there are thousands of local churches that use the facility of MAF. So it is very important to be able to connect with the local church.
There's a tremendous need in Papua, and Kidjo says the challenge for the local church is getting to those places.
If they have to walk or they have to use a canoe by river, it'll take weeks and even months. So MAF plays a tremendous important role in taking church leaders and pastors and local missionaries to these remote places.
Kidjo says they're only able to meet about a third of the demand. Pilots, mechanics, and others are needed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.